Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. A large turnout Sunday at Lake Harriet in Minneapolis to celebrate the life of Annunciation school shooting victim Harper Moiske. Her mother, Jackie Flavin, says there's been so much love and support lighting their path the last 2.5 weeks that they haven't felt lost.
How to be a light. That's what Harper taught us. Every single day of her 10 brilliant years, Harper was filled with the brightest light. She was only 10, and yet she taught us more than most people ever could.
She says Harper taught them 3 ways to be a light in the dark. Be your own kind of light, let your light be big, and that light grows when we share it. Rabbi Jason Rodich led everyone in a poem and sing-along.
We are Harper and Fletcher's people, and we are singing, singing for our lives.
Harper and 8-year-old Fletcher Merkel died, and 21 others were injured in the August 27th shooting. A Minnesota Senate working group begins hearings today on gun violence and school safety. Democrats are proposing a ban on assault rifles and high-capacity magazines, while Republicans are calling for more school safety and mental health funding. Maggie Emery of Protect Minnesota says,
yes, the time is appropriate to address school safety and mental health, but it's also more than appropriate to bring guns into the conversation. Guns are what's at the root of this issue.
There's another hearing on Wednesday morning. A tentative agreement between the Teamsters and University of Minnesota means Farm Aid 40 will go on this Saturday. The strike and picketing has officially ended on all U of M campuses. The 3-year agreement is being sent to Teamsters members for ratification. Kurz began working on the stage for the 40th annual Farm Aid concert this weekend at Huntington Bank Stadium. The Minnesota Vikings failed to find the end zone in a 22-6 loss to the Atlanta Falcons in the home opener last night. Quarterback J.J. McCarthy had a rough first start at U.S. Bank Stadium, throwing 2 interceptions and coughing up a fumble. He was also sacked 6 times. Coach Kevin O'Connell called it a very disappointing performance.
Our team will handle the adversity that is now right at our, right at our feet, and we've got to go back to work and improve immediately.
The 1-1 Vikings host the 2-0 Bengals this Sunday. And the Minnesota Lynx beat the Golden State Valkyries 101-72 at Target Center to take a 1-0 lead in the first round of the WNBA playoffs. Nafisia Collier had 20 points, Natisha Heidemann scored 18, and Kayla McBride added 17. Minnesota outscored Golden State 52-32 in the second half. Game 2 is Wednesday night in San Francisco. This is MNN.